Is he eventually a starting rotation candidate, or do you think he's a bullpen pitcher?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hello.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What happened there? Wait a minute. Somebody put Buck on hold here.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Somebody put Buck on hold there. Put Buck back on the air. Buck. It's line one there. It's line one.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Line one's Rich. Hi, Rich. Oh, Rich is gone now.
I love the phones here.
I've got nobody to talk to.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for that emergency break of the week. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310 is the phone number to call to vote in the emergency break of the week. Candidate number one, he has been a candidate many times here in this competition. He has won a number of titles, and he's back once again. From the Saturday morning tee box, Craig Rosengarten. Not sure if his microphone was working, so why not just beat the heck out of it despite the noise that it makes on the air?
Now you can do this for high-end cars just like Mercedes, and obviously Park Place has Porsche. They have Maserati. Don't do that.
What?
Don't hit your...
Well, it stopped
working.
We're
on the air. We're
it
on the
stopped
air.
Working.
But don't hit it. While, what are you
what?
Doing?
It stopped working. I wanted to make sure it
now
worked.
Now I know why your dad's tweeted or texted Joe
what?
Flacco in the middle of nothing.
Something happened, and I just hit that and started working again.
I know, but it's all over the air.
That was over the air?
Yeah, I can hear it. If I can hear it, they can hear it. Please.
How would he not think that was going over the air?
Okay, it absolutely sounds like a father-son relationship
yes.
between those two. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Why? I was just hitting it.
Don't do that.
It is like a kid just messing with something.
Yes.
Stop that.
It's the put-out father and his slow, troublemaking son.
Right. Father's basically kind of had it, and, you know, it's like, yeah.
Ever since the head injury,
I hate it when it's my weekend
really...
kind of feel to it.
All right, one more time.
Now you can do this for high-end cars just like Mercedes, and obviously Park Place has Porsche. They have Maserati. Don't do that.
What?
Don't hit your...
Well, it stopped
We're on
working.
The air. We're
it
on the
stopped
air.
Working.
But don't hit it. While... What are you
what?
Doing?
It stopped working. I wanted to make sure it
now
worked.
I know why your dad's... tweeted or texted Joe
what?
Flacco in the middle of nothing.
Something happened and I just hit that and started working again.
I know, but it's all over the air.
That was over the air?
Yeah, I can hear it. If I can hear it, they can hear it. Please.
Please.
Gosh. Not working.
Okay, I'm...
I picture Craig Rosengarten sitting there with the beanie with the propeller on it.
Right. Big lolly.
You're a big lolly. And he's wearing the schoolboy outfit with the shorts.
Right.
Rick knocked the sucker out of his hand. Stop that.
Although I am a little bit confused by now understand why your dad texted
Joe Flacco
in the middle of nothing or whatever he said. What was that?
Yeah, let's hear that one more time. I'm trying to get...
Now you can do this for high-end cars just like Mercedes, and obviously Park Place has Porsche. They have Maserati. Don't do that.
What?
Don't hit your...
Well, it stopped
We're on
working.
The air. We're
it
on the
stopped
air.
Working.
But don't hit it. While, what are you
what?
Doing?
It stopped working. I wanted to make sure it
now
worked.
Now I know why your dad's tweeted or texted Joe
what?
Flacco in the middle of nothing.
Something happened, and I just hit that and started working again.
What does that
mean? It's all over the air.
That was over the air?
Yeah, I can hear it. If I can hear it, they can hear it. Please.
There's so much about the tee box that you
Please.
Hear... that you just have to let go because you can't figure it all out.
But what is that, though?
So in this
Texas
case...
Joe Flacco in the middle
in
of
the
nothing.
In the middle of nothing.
You just have to let that go because so much of their broadcasting is inexplicable. You can't wrap
now
your mind around it.
I know
it.
Why your dad texted Joe Flacco in the middle of nothing.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of that.
Wow.
That is another layer to that that's really weird. All right, that's candidate number one, Craig Rosengarten. Candidate number two, in the pursuit of 100, he is back again, Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss. The word he was looking for was clear crystal meth.
Sure enough, Kelly got in the car and drove down to the sheriff's office.
Oh, what a doofus.
Handing over A bag with a clear...
A what? He had a bag with a what in it?
A clear...
That's...
A clear crystallized substance. Yes, the sheriff's department told him, this is meth, and arrested him.
Are we looking at 98? Did we just hit 98?
Right there?
Oh, no.
No, I'll miss this. Stuff will go on at Summer Bash. Next.
Greg Rosengarten will save me.
Clear.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
a little Harry Carey-like there from Norm.
He talks like the radio station isn't tuned in all the way.
A little bit of squelch in there. Yeah, a little bit of squelch. All right, one more time, just real quick.
Sure enough, Kelly got in the car and drove down to the sheriff's office.
Oh, what a doofus.
Handing over a bag with a clear...
A what? He had a bag with a what in it?
A clear...
That's...
A clear crystallized substance. Yes, the sheriff's department told him, this is meth, and arrested him.
Are we looking at 98? Did we just hit 98 right there?
Oh, no.
No, I'll miss this. Stuff will go on at Summer Bash. Next.
No. Next. All right, next, as Norm is candidate number two, Sean Bass from The Morning Show is candidate number three. He was nice enough to fill in for the great Gordo doing Muse in the News the other day when Gordo was out. But he did get choked up and made a really weird noise.
Milwaukee's mayor trying to toe the line because obviously this is a high-profile issue with a Milwaukee Buck. But they're hopeful that they're hopeful. Let's see the quote here. I'm hopeful this incident
like
will be...
almost vomited. Okay?
Really, yeah.
Did you almost vomit?
No, I just had a problem with her.
It's all right.
Very, very TC moment there. I apologize. The mayor says, hopeful this incident will be a turning point and allow us
all right,
to
let's
take...
let's go to the replay board here and let's hear that isolated.
Heavens.
Oh, man.
It's like I'm being choked out.
That sounds painful. All right, one more time from the top.
Milwaukee's mayor trying to toe the line because obviously this is a high-profile issue with a Milwaukee Buck, but they're hopeful that they're hopeful. Let's see the quote here. I'm hopeful this incident
like you almost
will be
vomited.
Yeah,
okay.
Really, yeah.
Did you almost vomit?
No, I just had a problem with her.
It's all right.
Very, very TC moment there. I apologize. The mayor says, hopeful this incident will be a turning point and allow us to take those actions necessary to improve police and community.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Craig Rosengarten, Norm, or Sean. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, this is Barry Bunch. I was hanging out with Rocco Pendola the other day, and we went down to the boar's nest. I walked to the bathroom. There was a baby arm. Then we went up to the bar to grab a cocktail, and it was my gay friend Crystal who was behind the bar.
Okay. That's a Norm vote, but
you
be careful there.
You could have just said Norm.
Yeah. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, good morning, musers.
Howdy.
I'd like to hear F the Renaissance by Gordon Keith and the Violent Art Festival and give me Norm for the win.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I forgot that was my band name. Violent Art Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, hi, Muser. Oh.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, did you guys see I didn't make the cut last week?
Yeah.
You know who else didn't make it?
Who?
Jordan Spieth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey. He's from Dallas, right? Can you do me a favor and tell him that he's not all that great?
Okay, you're losing the voice a little bit.
Oh, hi, Muta.
Yeah, we got that part.
How about number one for the vote?
Okay, that's Craig Rosengarten. Thank you. Triple Fake Tiger. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for homophobic Norm, Elizabeth Titzkus, and Huda Brown.
Okay. Hello. What's your vote in the e-break?
Give me Johnny Ebrake himself, Rosen.
Johnny Ebrake. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, guys, this is longtime P1 Luka Doncic.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of time. My driver, Chris, says I need to hurry, but I'd like to vote for the T-Box boys. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it wasn't great, but that is the first official fake Luka Doncic on the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty quick.
The first of what I'm guessing will be many over the next 20 years.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Am I on AM Radio?
Die. Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Mm-mm. Hey, Major, that was me last week, and I want to vote for Craig Rosen, just, you know, love you.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for confirming that was you last week. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Georgia's Diary Bottom.
Don't have one, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, big boys. How y'all doing?
Good.
I'm over here off Cedar Springs right now. When I heard that noise that Sean made, it sounded like you went balls deep.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Vaginal slice, born more.
Yeah! Don't yeah that.
Genius.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
AM Courage?
Yep.
Hey, this is Mark Bravaro, and Susan and I and the kids are coming to Dallas, but George won't take my call. I want to try to bury the hatchet. Users, can you help me?
No, we can't help you.
Come on.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the volume shooter, Norm Hitzkus, but the sniper, Craig Rosengarten's got to take my vote today.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
You can do this for high-end cars just like Mercedes, and obviously Park Place has Porsche. They have Maserati. Don't do that.
What?
Don't hit your...
Well, it stopped
working. We're on the air. We're
it
on the
stopped
air.
Working.
But don't hit it. While... What are you
what?
Doing?
It stopped working. I wanted to make sure it
now
worked.
Now I know why your dad's... tweeted or texted Joe
what?
Flacco in the middle of nothing.
Something happened and I just hit that and started working again.
I know, but it's over the air.
That was over the air?
Yeah, I can hear it. If I can hear it, they can hear it. Please.
How many wins is that for Rick?
Well.
Or not for Rick, for Craig.
20th win, 77 behind Norman Melania Hitzkus.
Okay. Well, there you go. Another week of the e-break.
Yeah. The problem is Rick's schedule is he always has Craig on the weekends when he has to do his show, so he's always having to bring him along.
Right.
He has custody of Craig on the weekends. So.
Stop it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Stop it. Daddy's trying to do his job.
I also picture Craig's eyes permanently crossed.
I think they are, Craig.
No. Well, maybe.